The disputed land located near the National Legislative Assembly belongs to Christchurch spiritual leader Jumbo Muller, who says some armed soldiers claiming to be sent from the office of the governor of Central Equatoria State ask him to go to the governor's office.
We ask them, and then, why do you harass us here in the church? They say we have to go to the office of the governor. When we reach to the state office of the Central Equatoria, then we found the SG. He gave us chance to narrate all our problems to him.
Muller accuses Governor of Central Equatoria State, Emmanuel Adil Anthony, of not listening to the church leaders who wanted to explain the history of how the church land was acquired.
For the first time, it was the parliament people disturbing us here, sending us soldiers night and day. Now the parliament have given up. There was no problem against coming from them. But now James Kenyi and his group, they keep quiet. Now this is another a new group from Anna Kapo, the secretariat SPLM office. She's the one now disturbing us, using some other commanders and other people to threaten the church.
South Sudan in Focus contacted the SPLM secretariat for a comment, but the secretariat declined to comment on record, saying the secretariat has already taken legal procedures to solve the land dispute. I quote, "The SPLM secretariat will not comment on this matter, but will encourage the church leaders to produce the document of legibility before the State Ministry of Physical Infrastructure," end quote. Muller says the church was built in 1989 and there are documents signed by the former governor of Central Equatoria State, Clement Wanikonga, who instructed the State Ministry of Physical Infrastructure to allocate the land.
So the governor recognized the church, and we applied to him, and he approved that this church, this place, is for the church. He approved this place and the water company. So that is why we are here up to today. All those government officials who have been appointed as governors, they did not touch the church.
In June 2018, President Kiir vowed to give back any illegal land grabs by government officials to the rightful owners. The Muslim community in Juba have complained about individuals who confiscated their properties in Malakia and Konyokonyo. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.